Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
We have two items of old business this morning. First one being conditional use number 1686. The application of Malone Enterprises LLC. It's an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County. Parcel containing 12.77 acres, more or less, lying north of Long Neck Road, also referred to as Route 23, 2.3 miles east of Route 22C, which is the Potnetz Road. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on April 26th of 2007. Whereby they deferred action. On May 16th of 2007, the commission discussed the application under old business. Mr. Gordy stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1686 for Malone Enterprises LLC based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed conditional use project meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance because it promotes the orderly growth of the county. The proposed project is in a development district as established by the comprehensive plan update, and it is the redevelopment of a property from 43 mobile home sites and 42 campsites to a lower density of just 41 residential units. Two, the proposed conditional use is appropriate for the site because such residential development is appropriate in areas where central water and central sewer are available. In this case, there will be central sewer provided by the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District, and central water will be provided. Three, the property is in an area that has developed with residential properties similar to the proposed project. Four, DelDOT has advised that the project should generate less traffic than the current use of the property. And five, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. One, the maximum number of residential units shall not exceed 41. Two, the boat slips shall not be leased to anyone other than an owner or occupant of the residential units. Three, all entrance, intersection, roadway, and multimodal improvements required by DelDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DelDOT's determinations. Four, the development shall be served as part of the Sussex County Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. Five, the project shall be served by public central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. Six, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. Seven, the site plan shall be subject to approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Eight, the interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. Nine, the applicant shall submit as part of the site plan review a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design. 10, construction, site work, grading, and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill on, off, or to the property shall only occur between the hours of 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. 11, no wetlands shall be located within any areas of disturbance or construction. 12, there shall not be any portable toilets on site except those associated with the construction of this project once final site plan approval has been granted. As required on numerous occasions by county engineering, there shall be no portable toilets permitted as part of the current use of this property as a marina or under this conditional use. 13, street naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the condition stated, and that motion carried 5-0. That's all I have, John.
Okay. Were they actually building single families, or were they building under a multifamily ordinance, or are they?
It's a proposed for multifamily.
Actually, townhouses, was it?
Right.
Right, right.
There were 43 mobile homes on site, 42 campsites, and also the marina.
And that one finger of land, they're not developing right there. It's all in that one side of the canal.
It's all to the
east, west side.
West side,
right.
of that lagoon.
That was my recollection.
And after this is constructed, the owners of those 41 units will be the sole users of the boat slips?
The condition of the council would be that it would be the owners or occupants, I believe what I read. Owner or occupant, right, of the units.
This can't be leased.
But it would still be a marina, but it would be in the sole use of the owners or occupants.
Yeah, not a public marina, it would be a private marina.
On that number 12, where it says, that last sentence, there should be no portable toilets permitted as part of the current use of this property, it might be well to add current or future use of this property as a marina.
Current or future use?
Yeah, because what happens? That's the first, I'll be honest with you, that's the first time I've seen that.
There's been an issue with portable toilets on that site, primarily for the marina, and I assume and they were having people from the public passing by making use of those facilities.
Well, the sewer's there, and when they run this project in there, the sewer will all be into the whole site, so, you know.
It would be. What the issue is right now is that if the conditional use is approved, it's valid for a year.
Right.
If the applicant isn't substantially underway within that year, he has the right to ask for 2-time extensions.
Right.
So it could be 3 years before the project gets to the point of actually being substantially underway. So that way the portable toilet issue does not take place during that time.
So if somebody's going by the marina and sees it, it's better to go in the water than this, walk up there and go in a portable toilet.
Understand it waist deep, I guess.
Think about the environment.
So
might have a bigger issue with that, didn't they?
They're trying to get rid of the in other words, P&Z said get rid of the portable toilets immediately?
It was an issue that was brought forth by the county engineering department over the past year's experience.
They've had complaints about
it. Right.
Yeah, it happens.
For lack of words.
Do they have an office there? Right? They got a little office, right? Marina office right now, right? And it has sewer service.
Public facilities in it?
We believe that the way the county's ordinance is written, permanent, things like portable toilets are not appropriate in a sanitary sewer district.
I agree, yeah.
And we have consistently commented to the property owner about that, and nothing has ever been done. So we felt this was an easy way to
enforce
the requirement.
Okay, they've had sewer service to that site since the beginning.
They have sewer service to the whole site right now.
Okay, and they've still chosen to do that. Right.
Okay.
All right. That's your read.
I understand that.
Read it.
Being cheap. That's the bottom line.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map. Strike that. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located. Certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 12.77 acres, more or less.
Make a motion. We adopt the ordinance with 13 conditions.
Second.
How about the change of or future?
Amended. Which number was that?
12.
Number 2, amended with a condition number 12, amended to say future. Where was that?
Part of the current or future.
The current or future use.
Future year, okay. So I'll make that motion with the amended number 12 and the 13 condition.
I have a motion by Mr. Cole, second Mr. Jones, to approve CU 1686 with the 13 conditions, number 12 added or future, current or future. Any questions on the motion? Being none, Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes. It's compatible with the surrounding area.
Mr. Phillips.
Based on the record recommendation, planning and zoning with the adjustment, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Vote yes with the condition.
Mr. Jones?
My vote is yes, also with the facts and conditions, and with amending number 12.
My vote is yes with the conditions and the 13. Motion is carried.
Second item is conditional use number 1711, the application of Artesian Water Company Incorporated to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a sewer treatment facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 13.41 acres, more or less, lying north of Route 336, also known as Piney Neck Road, 2,100 feet west of Route 335, also known as Bunting Road, and 2,200 feet east of Road 335A, also known as Adams Road.
Don't forget that, will you?
This application was reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission in public hearing on November 16th of 2006. On March 15th of 2007, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend denial of conditional use number 1711 for Artesian Water Company Incorporated based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, Sussex County has spent considerable amounts of time, energy, and money to acquire land in this area for this very purpose. Two, this application is contrary to the position of the Sussex County Engineering Department. Three, no less than 8 neighbors spoke in opposition at the public hearing with concerns about this application. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated. Carried 4-0.
Any questions, Mr. Lang?
Make a
ordinance. Read the title.
You ready to hear it? Okay. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a sewer treatment facility to be located in certain parcels of land lying in being a Dagsboro 100 containing 13.41 acres more or less.
Make a motion to adopt CEU 1711.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Jones, to approve CU 1711. Any questions? Mr. Cole.
I'll vote no because the site is located in the proposed and operated maintained sanitary sewer district by the county, the Dagsboro district. It is the applicant had stated that they actually want to increase and actually serve adjacent parcels, and they hope to serve a larger area, which would jeopardize the long-term financial status and of the that district as it grows. They need to have users to keep things viable, and once a county system was in the area, I think there would be questions about whether they'd be required to connect or would they always be independent. And I think in the testimony that the applicants had stated that there is no legal way for the county to force the company or to Artesian to hook up. So with all those concerns, and I think, and again, I support the planning and zoning's concerns about the county's money that has been invested in this with the engineering department and the county government and staff, and the neighbors were in opposition. I think the neighbors wanted to see a county-run facility as opposed to a private. My vote is no.
Mr. Phillips?
I'm not in favor of monopolies, whether they're private monopolies or government monopolies. I think in this case, this entity would be regulated by government entities, the PSC, for instance. I think that competition is good, and I don't see any problem with this application. I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Based on record recommendation, PNZ, I vote no.
Mr. Jones?
I have to, from reading the report on from our engineering department and also listening, to the concerns of the neighborhood, and that they already have permission to service the subdivision from reading the minutes, I have to support PNZ and their decision. My vote is no.
I have to agree with PNZ and their recommendation. My vote is no. Motion's denied. Thank you, Mr. Lang. Mr. Hicken.